Dori, ob wie viel es ist Doke, und dann wir sind mit Kovea und so was, so wie Meile, der kann bi is Chaiwes, an der Entu. So wie Meile, that is grounded in the Aruch of Midori. But it's not just the love of Bal Yachol. There is a monetary obligation affected through Neder. So it's not only love of Bal Yachol and the Mitzvah Sasei of Kechlayitz and Piv Yaseh. That gives rise to a monetary obligation to Shibudi. It's so that there can be Ischayves and Abiyentu. So this is what the Rambam says. Hoyim Vadova Kein, so Memele, he sees. So two things the Rambam says here. First of all, number one, that every neder of Arizu, even though it's ineffective with Tiras Arizu, is a neder of Arilai as well. And then, that if he says Arilai, so it's his chayves to Hegdesh, what does Arilai mean? His chayves to Hegdesh. Arilai l'anim, what does it mean? His chayves to anim. So his chayves to anim can take effect even vis-a-vis a ben. Not only vis-a-vis momen, but even vis-a-vis a ben. So two things the Rambam says. First, that every harizu becomes harilai, and what is harilai is chayves, and that by hekdesh and by tzedoke, so there is a chayves on a bend as well. So Mimele, since there is a chayves, so that means, now suppose someone will be mischayev himself to a hedyet, al deki in Sudan, to give him $100. Ruven will be mischayev himself, al deki in Sudan, to Shimon, to give him $100 every month. And then Ruven will die. So Mimele, there will be shibud nechosim as well. There will be shibud nechosim. If there is nechosim, so Shimon could collect from the nechosim as well. Because it's a chayv. Now, if by Hekdesh and by Nim, so there is, because of the halacha of Nidorim, so the halacha of Nidorim gives rise to his chayves and a bien. In other words, there couldn't be his chayves and a bien where there is no din of dibur of neder. So then it's a kindra. So it's a kindra and bal. Mashiach came by Hekdesh and Zdoke, where there is a loche of Neder, so then there can be Ischayves and Ben as well. So Mimele, if Ruvin said, Kol Mashetelet Be'emti, Yielani, so Mimele, the Ischayves is Chal. His chayves is chal, and so it's a monetary obligation. So mele the shibut nechosim. So even though he wasn't mischayev himself to give either the blood of the behemoth or its equivalent in money, but mele it's chal, because if there can be chayves, according to the ktzeis, that there can be chayves. And at the end, so Mimele, there will be Shibud Nechosim as well, if there can be Ischayves at the end. So the Shittas Rambam is that there is no Ischayves at the end, as the Ksei says, vis-a-vis Hedyet, but vis-a-vis Hekdesh and Anim, there is a Ischayves at the end. Alright. So it's two separate halachas. Now, there is a Reb Chaim on this Rambam, in Perek Chof Beis. And this Rambam, but the Reb Chaim doesn't discuss the Rambam Shite, he discusses the Rif Shite and Teisvi Shite, not the Rambam Shite. So whatever Reb Chaim says here is only true, I'll leave it a Rif, not necessarily I'll leave the Rambam. Now, Reb Chaim has the Kashi against the Rif and Teisvi. The Rif and Teisvi, they answer the Kashi. Why did Rav Yosef have to resort to the fact that he was a Gabbai Tzedoke? Even without recourse to Gabbai Tzedoke. So on the basis of Fichos Zdoke, he shouldn't be able to be Chayzeh. So the Rif and Teisves give the Teretz. No, without recourse to Gabbai Zdoke, he would be able to be Chayzeh. even though there is aloha of bifichos is okay, but you know the magdish davashle b'leilom, in mashle ilom. So the mele, the selav that the nerbal has to pay, the selav that the nerbal has to pay to the chivir, is it davashle b'leilom until it is delivered to, it is handed over to the chivir? I'm sorry, until it is the selav that the chivir has to pay to the nerbal. Is it Dovah Shal Beilom? Until it is handed over by the Chivel to the Nerbal. So Reb Chaim is the Kashi, it's a very strong Kashi, he says. What has Dovah Shal Beilom to do with it? If, let's say, the Aknoi, the donation, would be given, if the donation would consist of the seller, the specific seller, that would be given by the Chayil to the Nerbal an hour later. So then it's a Dovah Shal Beilom. But here, then the Nerbal said, the Selah that the Chayil owes me, the Shibudim, the indebtedness, the Chayil that the Chayil owes me, I am transferring to Tzedakah, to Ani, to Hekdesh. So the Shibudim is Beilom, it's an intangible thing. But it's Boleilom, you can't say that Shibudim is Boleilom. The specific thing, the specific matbeye that the Chayil will, let's say a year later or tomorrow or an hour later, doesn't make any difference, give to the Nerbal. That is the Dovah Shal Boleilom. But as far as the intangible Shibud is concerned, the intangible indebtedness is concerned, that's Boleilom. It's intangible, you can touch it, but it's Boleilom. So this is what he has the kasha. Vine yetzor chiyun, nei de'etzem ha'kesev ha'mechuyev, lese b'enei, avon mikol mokim ha'rikvoram yale chiyuve v'shibude, v'ze gufe ha'vedobar ha'nikne. Lahanach rishayim v'savre, de'odom yochel ha'kne ismil va'opel ha'veirei, agaf karkeo y'bechlif. So the amen rishayim will say that midraise, one can transfer a shibud, al yedekin yisudah. And even the Rishayim who say that one cannot transfer a shibut al the kiyun sudeh, so it's not because a shibut, an indebtedness, is incapable of being transferred. No, because there is no maisa kinyan that, because in order to acquire title in something, there has to be a maisa kinyan. So, in a shibut, it's an intangible thing. How can you exercise the minyan and the maise akinyan on the intangible of shibudim, of indebtedness? So it's not that an indebtedness is incapable of being transferred. But the reason is why some rishayim say that you can transfer even a milval peh for kinyan suda. So, what is transferred? The indebtedness, the intangible. The intangible property that he has, so he's transferred. And even the Rishayim would say you cannot transfer indebtedness, a shibut, a chayiv for king and sudeh, but it's a milva al pe, you can't, but transfer. But milva bishtar al de ksiva musira, you can transfer. Why? Because there is the shtar itself is the tangible evidence of the debt. So mainly Maisa Kinyan can be realized. And even the Rif and the Rambam who say that Kinyan Shtores is only the Beseifrim, so it's because the Shtar is only evidence. So mainly the Shtar, which is mere evidence, cannot be considered cannot be considered to represent the indebtedness itself. So again, the reason as to why, according to some Rishayim, you cannot transfer indebtedness is not because an indebtedness is incapable of being transferred, but because it's impossible to exercise, to realize in Isaac Kinyan, to exercise dominion over the intangible thing. But by Tzedakah and by Hekdesh, where there is aloha that no Isaac Kinyan is necessary, so why shouldn't the Bificho Tzedakah be chal and the Etzem Shibut? The Etzem Shibut is not Libolelom. The only the specific matbeye that the Chivel will tomorrow or later today give the Nerbal, that is the Dovah Shal Libolelom. But the Etzem indebtedness, the intangible indebtedness, That is Boleilam, so why shouldn't that be Chal? ואם כי בהר דין אני מפיך עוזר זדוקה, דהי כדין זה הוא הווה, די בדיבור הלכות נעשה נעמוי יצדוקה, וחוס השום מה איזה קין על זה, אם כי נרישה פר צורך לי איס מייל גם בחייב, וכי יש דור איס יחייך, תאו לי בי כדין מחיר איסחיר של חייב, הרי מי הוא משתר לנו הפה שום עם מייל. Anyway, that's the cash. So then is מחד איש, so ממילא, so this cash is directed against, not against the Rambam, because the Rambam will have to give the same interest as the Rach. But against the infantasis. So he says that the reason is why there couldn't be a locher b'fichos zizdoke to transfer title to the indebtedness, to the shibud itself, the intangible shibud, to the aniim is because the locher, according to the infantasis, the locher b'fichos zizdoke, it does not imply that with the dibur it becomes momerani. No, b'fichos zdoke only implies that ishem zdoke ischal on the mois. If I say on certain mois zelani, so ishem zdoke ischal on the mois. V'oraya there is atfose in zdoke. If one seller is zdoke and then is one says and another seller zekoze, so it's chal. So we see that there is a chal ishem zdoke. And momin aniim, there is a halishem zloke and momin that is set aside for aniim. There is a halishem zloke. So mele da aloha v'fichos zloke only implies that if I say selah zloke, selah zul zloke, so then this selah becomes affected with halishem zloke. Mele once it becomes affected halishem zloke, so aniim have his chus to benefit from those mois. Because that's the Chalishem Zdoke. What does Chalishem Zdoke mean? That it's to be used. It is to be used for Amin. But it's not that Bifichos Zdoke. It's not that Bifichos Zdoke implies that it becomes Momen Amin. But that it is a Chalishem Zdoke. So that a Chalishem Zdoke is Chal. Mimele Danim Abishus to be given from those Mois. But not that through the Amire, it becomes Momen Ani. V'nir alayim abaze, dine b'ika haradine, v'fichos zuzdoke, b'ndove, d'b'dibure l'chud nasa, etzem ha'dova shal aniyim, yesh l'ayim. Im neime d'b'dibure nasa, achivet shal aniyim, b'ika haradine, momen l'gamre, v'arumameinu m'chol dovo, v'limechzlo m'shul kinyen, oi dineime d'ika s'chias aniyim, b'dine momen es l'shayach lo l'edim, b'fichos zuzdoke. כי אם נשאור לכל קניה מומן בעלמה, ליצור דווקא קניין, ובדיבור בעלמה לא יקונה, ודיבור אלי מהנה רק לעניין דחייל על החיפץ, חלוי שם זדוקה, ונתפס בדימוי יסעני, וזהו דין את דבפיכו זדוקה. אבל בעיקר דין הסחי בדין מומן אז בזה שוב עניים לכל העלמה, ליצור דווקא קניין, ודיבור בעלמה נמי. So it doesn't even become. I mean, this is discussed by Machne Frayim, by the Ksais, by the Nisives, by many, as to whether b'fichos zdoke implies only a dineder, an obligation, or it becomes momen ani. So the Ktzeis, the Nisives, they mention there is a machlekes, a poskim, as to whether it's only a chiyuv of neder, or it becomes momen ani. Reb Chaim formulates the shayla in a different way. In other words, whether it becomes momen ani, and the anim get title to it, it's their property, no. Or the halacha b'fichos zdoke only implies that the Chalishem Zdoke is Chal on the Momin. Mimele Danim get his schus to collect, to benefit from Zdoke. They have his schus. So Anoni can collect from Zdoke because that's the purpose of Zdoke. But it doesn't become Momin Anim. So that there is a Chalishem Zdoke, so everybody has to agree that there is a Chalishem Zdoke because there is a Tfosin. So he says the shita of the Rif and Teisves is that it doesn't even become Momen Aniim. When one says Sela Zul Zdoke, it doesn't even become Momen Aniim. It only acquires a Chalishem Zdoke. Mimele Daniim have a schus to collect, but it's not their property as yet. They have a schus to collect from Zokeh, but it's not the mummy. It's not the mummy. But just a chalishim zdoke ischal. So mele, if it doesn't become mummy, I mean, just a chalishim zdoke ischal. So the chalishim zdoke can be chal on something tangible, but not on shibudim. The chalishim zdoke cannot be chal on shibudim, on indebtedness, on the intangible shibudim. So the chalishim zdoke cannot be chal. And mimele, since the chalishim zdoke is not chal on the shibudim, so it's not shayach to say that the anim should have the schus to collect it, because he gave away the chayv, the etzem indebtedness, he transferred to anim. If the dalochel b'fichot zdoke implied that it becomes omen anim, so then the anim, we wouldn't have to resort to a haknoi of a doshel b'leilom, because the change of title would be chal on the indebtedness itself, on the shibud itself. But since b'fichot zdoke doesn't imply that it becomes omen anim, it only implies that the shem zdoke is chal. So the shem zdoke can be chal on isela, on something tangible, but not on shibudim. So mimele, when he collects the debt, when the lerbel collects the debt, so it cannot be chal debt. So the shem zdoke cannot be chal on it. If the shem zdoke could be chal on something intangible, then when he collects it, so it would be transferred to the specific thing that he collects for the debt. You see, but the shem zdoke cannot be chal on something that is intangible. So that's why the Rif and Teisa says that it couldn't be effective mitzat b'fichos zdoke, because it's davar shel b'leilom. The kasha was, why do we have to consider here davar shel b'leilom? Let the shibud itself become omen anim. The answer is there is no such aloche according to the Rif and Teisa that al de dibo it becomes omen anim. Al de dibo it acquires a chalishem zdoke. Now, so Reb Chaim says that in the Rif and Teisa. He doesn't say it in the Rambam, but from this Rambam, it's a rayim uchachas that according to the Rambam, so b'fichot zuzdoke implies that it becomes momen anim. We see that according to the Rambam, as my father said. So if someone takes in eder of Ari Olai, if someone takes in eder, two dinim are mentioned in this Rambam. Number one, that every arizu, if it's ineffective with iras arizu, it becomes Ari Olai also. And then the Rambam says that even if the neder died, so the anim can take it from the yosh. How can they take it from the yosh? The answer is because ischai v'ischal. So mele shibud nechosim ischal. So if we say that by arizu it becomes momen anim, so by olai it doesn't become momen anim, but the shibud nechosim takes effect. But if we are going to assume that even by arizu it doesn't become momen anim, so only the Shem Zdoke is chal. So Bahari Olai, how could there be Shibud Nechosi? So from the fact that the Rambam says that Bahari Olai, there is even Shibud Nechosi, and you can collect it even from the Yoshim, so it's a raya that Bahari Zui becomes Monani. But that's no kasha against Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim says that to explain the Shita Sarif and the Shita of Teisves. But the Rambam is chilek on the shite horiv in shite teisves. So according to the Rambam, so b'fichot zdoke implies that it becomes momen anim. So in other words, if he makes a neder of arizu mitzdoke, so then it becomes momen anim. And if he takes a neder of ariolai, then it doesn't become momen anim. But shibud nechosim there is. Since there is shibud nechosim, so mele he can collect from the yoshim as well. Can you know that move is across? Now the question that the Gemara raised was, how can we visualize that a nozir should be a baltach? So one teret of the Gemara was v'yipotam leil machi nozir. Rabbi Yaakov gives a different teret. Now Teisa said he has here another girsa. Teisa mentions that. When the Gemara says, "Oh my God, we cannot put him in my chain," so the Gemara says, "Kasha, mina yishai to have the nozir, mina the other one is the הרי זה גידה שואחס כדי מסוסי, אסור לאכול בתחום מיד, אמרינם כל שייטה, אלמה אמרינם כל שייטה ושייטה מייס, אך נאמר אל תרם, מה זה להמיד על שייטה מייס, זה זה קשה לגמור. סו, לגמור יגיד זה תרץ, אלו אומר רבה חבייקי, כי שלא זרו מזקורס. So in other words, so according to that girl's intentions, so this ekimte, yeah, I mean, is rejected by the Gemara. But the other Rishonim reject this girl's, and in other words, according to the other Rishonim, it's a different ekimte. So Rove applies the din of Baal Acher to the case where he says lepotam neil machi nozia, and Rav Acher Yaakov says kigin dinoza. We would be supports. No, that would be supports. She told us what is miyat, and tabu of the zeres, we have no fig, come maybe about that. So in other words, so according to Rabbah Rabbi Yaakov's Kimte, this Yalfuse, this Hekesh, Mani Dori Mibu Bal Yaakov Bal Tachir, Af Nizires Ibu Bal Yaakov Bal Tachir, so tells us that there is a real lie by the Zeres. So, but according to Rove Sekimte, the real lie of the Zeres manifests itself in the case of the Potomac itself, where it's not a ruby sacrores. So, mele, the Zeres is not how the Gemara is assuming. The Zeres is not how. So, he doesn't become another immediately, but he becomes mechuye. To start the new of Nizires, or to be Mikabel Nizires, we'll soon see, I mean, what the law is. But again, according to Rabbah Rabbi Yaakov Sekimte, it is all about the reason about the Akhir because of a real lie of Nizires. So, according to Rabbah Sekimte, the real lie of Nizires takes effect as a result of his saying, Lipatun Elachim Nozir. According to Rabbah Rabbi Yaakov, the real life Nizires takes effect as a result of the Kabbalah's Nizires Misakores. So in as much as the Nizires cannot be Chal, so Mele he becomes Mechuyev to be Mikabel Nizires of Tare, or to be starting new Gev Nizires of Tare. So if he doesn't do it immediately, so he's either Baldach. So, Shetzorich Lotzis Miyad, Lekabel Nizires, Vichalim Nofik, come to Mishlokish. That when one is becoming Niziris, Nizakvores, in as much as it cannot be Chal, as Niziris of Tare, so no Niziris is Chal. So since no Niziris is Chal, there is no Baal Yechol, there is no Baal Yishke, there is no Yisur in Ozia, so it takes effect as a real life of Niziris. So there is Baltach. So again, Ochul Shosa, Ochul Komli Bali, Ochul Shosa Kombalish. So the first Gemara's Kashi is Alibe Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Maltechayel. But how about? So, but according to Rabbi Rish Lakish, there is no Kashi. Then the Gemara says, Vei Doma Mab Rabashi, Chayel Nizires Laalta, Vichi Pligali Maltes Pli. So in the Gemara in Nozir, Daf Yudayin, so there are two Rishonim. The first Loshon in the Gemara in Nozir is that the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is on the question as to whether Niziris is Chal, Niziris is not Chal. So according to Rabbi Yechon, Niziris is Chal, Mizakores, and according to Rish Lakish is not Chal. The second Loshon in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yechon is made that Niziris is Chal. But the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is whether there is malkes. So the Gemara is saying, Vei, according to the second Loshon in Nozir, Homa Maravashi Chayu Niziris Olim Alta, even according to Rish Lakish, Vichi Plige Elim Malkes Plige. But Rish Lakish is made that Niziris is Chal Alta. If Niziris is Chal Alta, so you have a kashi in Malibet the Rish Lakish. So Ochul Komli Bali Yechol Shos Komli Yisht. So the Gemara gives a teret, Afil Hoche Komli Baltachia. Mishum Tikom Achir Niziris Litav. Now, there in the Gemara, in the Gemara in Nozir, Dachte Zayin, in Zayin, Now the Mishnah, that is on the basis. Mishnah knows how to be based on us. After the whole year, Shabbat, the day, in the Hillel, in the Minyan, when you may be come to, Yotzo v'nichnas, that means Yotzo, and he counted 7 days, and the Momazah on him, on the third day and then the seventh day, in other words, he became Toyer from the Tumas Mez, and then he came in again. So then, Eilin Namin or maybe come to. So that now the halacha is that if Enosia started to count the Zira star, and then it became Tumas Mez, so there is a halacha that Hayom Rishin Yitlu, and he has to bring a Kovim Tum. So that is only if he started to count Nizir Estare. And then he became Tomei. So there is a halacha of Hayom, he has to bring a Kovim Tum. And Hayom Rishin in Yitlu. Hayom Rishin in Yitlu. Basheinke, if he was lazy on the Vesak Ores, so he didn't even start the count of Nizir Estare, so then there is no Kovitum. Reblezer Eimeya, Loi Boi Beye. According to Reblezer, so if on the same day when he made the Azoy Zayim, and he became Toya, and he became the, and he was stay there, and he became Toya, so he was Nichna, so he doesn't bring the Kovitum. Why? Because Reblezer learns out from the Posik Vayom Morishenim Yiplu Yomim, Roshan Rabbi. In other words, only if he counted at least 2 days Vitare, and then he became Tomei, so there is a Kovim Tomei. But if he counted only 1 day Vitare, and he became Tomei, so there is no Aloche of Kovim Tomei. Reblezer Eim Aloi Boi Beye, Shenem Vayom Morishenim Yiplu Achi Yilei Yom Morishenim. But everybody agrees, Tanekame and Reblezer, they all agree that if there was no count, not even of 1 day of Tare and the Istomei, so then there is no Kom Tome. So that's exactly what Itma. מי שנוזע בו ביסק וורס, רבי יחן נאמר נזיר אסחולוב. רשלוקי שאומר נזיר אסחולוב. רבי יחן נאמר נזיר אסחולוב, סובה מסלטליה וקאמי. כאילו דמיש כחתארי חיילה, רשלוקי שאומר נזיר אסחולוב. יהוד אבו מה חיילה עולה, ואילוי לא. So Rashi says here, Itma, מי שנוזע בו ביסק וורס, רבי יחן נאמר נזיר אסחולוב, וכסובה דהיימן למקאם נזיר אסחולוב וורס, מסלטליה וקאמי. וכי מדמיש כך תארה דהיים לאח אשר יוצא והיא זו ושונו ותום על חי לא עלי אבל גם לא יודע אומר אני אקבל עליי מה ש... אבל גם לא אומר אומר אני אקבל עליי מה שאמרתי כשהיא סיימי בסקבורס ורשלוקי שם אין לי זירס חולוף יהוד הרום החי לא עלי ולא לא so Rashi says יהוד הרום הרי כמו שקיבלתי בסקבורס חי לא עלי ואף אגב לא מפורש אינוזיה ואילוי שניתנו למייסים ושיסים יין אין מכחנו ומוי מוי, שמית לא מייסי, שזה יאי מקאקו. So Rashi Shita is that even according to Rish Lokish and according to the first Losh, I'll leave it to Rish Lokish, that it's not how, so the Mele he requires a new Kabbalas Nizire, a new Nizire, Kabbalas Nizire is, but he doesn't have to make a Kabbalic move. He doesn't have to say, Harim Yosef, when he walks out from the Pesach Vores and he counts 7 days and he makes Azoy Gimel Mizayin and he stays there, he doesn't have to make a new Neder of Nizires. He just has to say a Kabbalah B'Miktzas. In other words, if he says Ha'ei Kmoshi Kibal to Pesach Vores, even though he doesn't say Ha'ei Minozia, even though he doesn't say Ha'ei Minozia, so it's enough. Teitzves agrees with Rashi. Teitzves agrees with Rashi. So, in other words, that he doesn't have... Oh, Shloki Shomar in Zeres Chayolei, Beidi Tomi Achi Yitar, Roz Yitztorich Larzel Kabul Van Zeres, Uvi Kunt Respire Shdim Kabul Mayate Sagi. Sagi. Kabul Mayate Sagi Lochi Lolo, Na Zeres. Sher Eimer Hari Kmo Shnedar. So he agrees with Rashi. The Karneiro Anozir here, and this Gemara, he's Chilik on Rashi's Pshat. And he says, Monefshech, if it is required that he should become Nisiris, so there should be a Kabbalist Nisiris Gemura. Not if he says, hey, Kmoyshe, no doubt of his across. This is what the Karneiro Nozer says, not the Karneiro here in the Dori, but Nozer. The Miri Nozer, he is also Chilikan Rashi, but in another way. Lidong, he says that even according to the first Loshin, it's not necessary that he should be Mikabel Nizires. He only has to start a new of Nizires. In other words, it is similar to the machlekes between the Rosh and the Ram and the Gemara of Emeli, Potam Leil Machay Nozir. So according to the Rosh, he has to be Mikabel Nizires. According to the Ram and Tesves, he doesn't have to be Mikabel, the Tesves in Dori. He doesn't have to be Mikabel Nizires. He just has to start the new of Nizires. So what the Ran and Teisve say in Nidorim in regard to Emel Potem Leil Machay Nozir, so the Miri says in regard to the first question of Limit Rishlosh, just as the Ran and Teisve say in Nidorim in regard to the Potem Leil Machay Nozir, so they say that it's not necessary that he should become Nizires, he should say Arim Nozir. All that is necessary is that he should just start the new of Nizires. So the Ariolai of Nizires can be fulfilled by starting a new of Nizires. So the Miri Nozir says the same thing in regard to the first question, Alimid Rishlokish. So Rashi says that he requires a Kabbalah, but not a Kabbalah Gemura. He can only say, Harinik Moish and Adaratimis Akvores. And Tesis Nozir agrees with Rashi. So the Miri Nozir says no. All that is necessary, even according to the first Loshin, is to start a new Nizires. But it's not necessary that he should take another letter. So we have three shittes. First of all, Rashi and Tesis Nozir, that the Kabbalah of Nizires is necessary, Alimid Rishlokish, according to the first Loshin, but not the Kabbalah Gemura. If he just says, Hare Nikmoshe Nedarati, Bibi Sakvore, so it's enough. Then we have the Karneiro in Nozir, and his shita is that he has to make the Kabbalah Gemura in Nozir, and then we have the shita of the Miri in Nozir, which is analogous to the shita of the Ran and Teisves here in Nidorim in regard to the Potam Leil Machay Nozir, that all that is necessary for the Rish Lakish is to start a new of Nizires. So then Eisve Rabbi Yechel Rish Lakish, the Gemara in Nozir, after Zah, Mi She Nozir Avu Bisak Vores, Afil Ho Yoshom Shlei Shim Yeh Meil Na Miyen, Ve Yimei Vikom Tum, Kom Tum Eud Le Maise, Ho Meichol Chai Lalei, So it's a kasha against Rish Lakish, Omalei, Eini Bitiras Tum Eini Bitiras Kom, Eisve, מי שאוהב אותו מבינוזה, עושה מגליח ומשסיין אותם ממייסים, ומגליח ומשסיין ומייסים ומייסים לבית. היא אמרת, בשביל לחיילה, חיילה תיים ומייסים כסבוי, אלו היא אמרת לחיילה מייסים כסבוי. אוכל מה יסכינו הם בייצים ונכנס. So in other words, when do we say that he's safe with our boy in Giliach, which was a Yayin? So if he walked out of the Bisa Kvores and he counted 7 days and he was Mazeh Gimel Mizayin and he was Teibel and then again he was Nichnas. So then he said, example, Eisim, Eim bin Tomi Shinoza, Nozer Toya Shinit Mo, Le Tomi Shinoza, Shvi Shalei Olimiyen, Nozer Toya Shinit Mo, Shvi Shalei Olimiyen, Vi Salti Dai Toch, Lichayle, Amai Olim Namiyen. Omar, so now comes the second question. Oma Mama Ravashe, Mei Chalkula Oma Lepliga De Chayla. Elo Ki Pliga Le Milke. Rabbi Yechani Sova Kim De Chayla Loke. Vresh Loki Sova Lo Loke. Vi Chayla. So it is the second portion. So the second portion is, it's Oma Mama Ravashe, that if Vresh Loki she's made it, that it's Chayla Zeres. But Vresh Loki says, there is no Malkes. Whereas Rabbi Yechani says, there is Malkes. Now let's see the Rashi Nost. מייחל מכל העולם פליגה. דחיל לי משכח הסתיירה חי לנמי. אלוקי פליגה למילקי. רבי יחנסו להקים דחי ללוקי. אפילו אטום מדי מקורת נוזה בליסה קבורץ. ונשמו כסובה, אך הוא גם בחיילה, שהוא צורך לשמר, מכל דקדוק הנזירס, לא ילוקה אפילו האטומה דבסייב, אילו יהוד אבי אומה. So how does Rashi explain the second portion? That according to Rabbi Yechanan, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, so he's like even Antume, even though the Nizires, the Kabbalah's Nizires took place in the Misakvores. So he couldn't start in Nizires of Tara. So in Nizires of Tume started. So he's like even on the Isatum. Rishloki Sova, Aval Gav de Chayle, שהוא צורך לשמר מכל דקדוקי נזירס, לא ילוקה אפילו אטומה דבסייב, אילו יהוד אבון. אילו יהוד אבון. So Rashi Shita is that according to the second version, I leave it to this lokish, so chayel it is, and he is also there, you know, the Yisrael Nozer. In Sias Yagin, in Tiglachas, in Tumas, in Tume, everything. But Malkes is not chayel. Not only is not chayel Malkes and Tume, he's not Chayv Malkes even Antiglachas and Al-Sias Yai, according to Mishlomish. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, he's Chayv Malkes even Antume, and according to Mishlomish, Chayv it is, he's also in everything, but he's not Chayv Malkes. Not only Antume is not Chayv Malkes, but he's not even Chayv Malkes, Al-Sias Yai, Antiglachas. For Mishlomish, so the Aval Gav, the chayel is yitzorich lishmen kol tikun nizures lo yloke afilu atume debisev ilu yehod aviona. And then, so 2 points Rashi says. First of all, Rashi says that according to Mishlokish, it's oser in everything, but he is not chayel malkes ivman siyas yayin tiglachas. And furthermore, even after he becomes toyer, he counts 7 days, and his mazikim is on the 30th and the 7th day, and he stay veil. So he will not be chayiv malkes on the Yisurin Ozir unless he makes a new Kabbalah. What kind of a new Kabbalah? Of course, I mean, not a Kabbalah Gemura, but this Kabbalah Ktsas of saying, Harini Nozir, Harini Kmoi Shekibalti Mizakbaz. But there has to be a new Kabbalah. There has to be a new Kabbalah. So Rashi says 2 points. First of all, that according to Rish Lakish, according to Marbar Avash, the second version of the Gemara, so he's not Chayv Malkes even on Sias Yayin Tiglachas, and secondly, that he's not Chayv Malkes even after he becomes Toyer, he's Mazikim with Zion, unless there is a new Kabbalah Sias. Teisves is Chayvik, on both points. Now look at the Teisves. Hagoye meichal likula on the chayel, uchshi itayir, in zorich larzir lida binozia. So he's chayelik, on that point of Teis of Rashi, that Rashi says that he will not be like until he makes a new Kabbalah. Teisves says, no, he doesn't have to make a new Kabbalah. The chayel will be zirish chishi. V'nicha hashli nishvir namiye, v'afil yarzir ikabalah. V'adim, The main Rav Shimon Lakish, the Loki, teich yimei tumosei ashziya v'tiglachas, v'chi pliga l'milke perush atume l'chut, im hisro be'atume, Rabbi Yechanan Sovakim, nechayu l'nzires l'shom mile, ashziya siyayu v'tiglachas, chayu l'nama atume, im hisro be'lotzis v'liotzo, dirachmon elu imiya teyal mikom l'chut, וכמובן ולא אם ממלכז יתומה ורב שמעון לא כיסוב הרב אגב דחייל לשאול מי ליין ותגלחס ולא כאתומה יחיד דמי את הרחמונה מקום תומה there is a special Zeres HaKosov that even Rabbi Yechanan is made that there is no קום תומה if the Nizires started בתומה קום תומה is only שייך if it started בתארה and he counted 1 day, 2 days and then he became תומה. So Rishloki holds the same Zeres HaKosov that tells us that there is no Kom Tume if it started with Tume. So there is no Malkes for Tume either. But Malkes for Tiglachas and for Sias Yayin, there is. So Teisves is Chilik and Rashi on 2 points. First of all, whereas Rashi holds that according to Rishlokish, according to second version in Rishlokish, so there is no Malkes for any of these Surinos here, for the Glachas and Shias Yain, there is no Malkus either. So Teisa Shitin is Rishwakish is made that there is Malkus for the Glachas and Shias Yain, there is no Malkus only for Tume. And then Rashi says that for Tume there will not be any Malkus even after he becomes Toyer, unless he makes a new Kabbalah. Teisa says no. He doesn't have to make a new Kabbalah. The moment he becomes Toyer, then there will be Malkus in the court of Rishwakish. So, and 2 points, yes, what is it?
How does that actually say anything about the Glachas
in Shias Yain? Rashi says that a few Glachas, he says, even after he becomes Tomei. But Rashi doesn't limit it to Tomei. He says, Elokit Ligal Milkin. Rabbi Chazon Kin Chayu Lo Ke Afilu Atume De Mikore Dinoza Bizakores Vi Reshloki Sova Avod Avde Chayla Shil Tzorich Mikol Dik Duke Nizires Lo Lo Ke Afilu Atume De Bisov. So he mentions Lo Lo Ke Afilu Atume De Bisov. In other words, even though he's Mitame after he was Mazikim of Izaya. So it's Mashma. So he says Afilu Atume De Bisov, when he becomes Tomei after he becomes Toya. So but he says Avagav the Chayla Shu Tzorich Lishmer Mikoldi Duken Izeres. Mikoldi Duken Izeres. So that means there is no Malkus. He doesn't say Loi Loki Atume. He says Avagav the Chayla Shu Tzorich Lishmer Mikoldi Izeres Loi Loki. And then when he says Afila Atume Di Bisov, even if he is mitami himself, after he becomes toya, he is no malkus. So then Rashi explains, holy malkus zev is a shomim she shneiem leikin al atumel deduken izires. So we see from Rashi's pshat in Ozir that there is no difference between malkus and tume, malkus and the other isoinos. Means according to Rabbi Yechanan. That's right. Let's say he took Nizires in the Bizakvores. So any more Masrim now walk out of the Bizakvores immediately. Because if you don't, you'll get Malkus. And he didn't walk out of the Bizakvores immediately. So it's Chayu Malkus.
Is he
for not walking out?
No.
For not walking out. That's too many Mikore means. The tume that he is aveir, while he's still tume, you see, by staying in Bizakvores a little longer, he cannot be higher Malkus if he immediately left the Bizakvores. But if any more masri, now walk out of Bizakvores, and if not, so you get Malkus, and he didn't walk out of Bizakvores immediately, so he's higher Malkus according to Rabbi Yechanan. But according to Rish Lakish, he's not Chayv Malkus, and all the Dukin is yes. He's not Chayv. He's only Oser, he's Muser, but he's not Chayv Malkus. So we have a Machlekes between Rashi and Teisves in Oser on 2 points. Now, let's see what the Ran says here. Hidi Chalemandoma Lechayv Lizires Alilalt. Look to the Rabbi Yechanan Rishloki in Fergimu Dinoz. The Rabbi Yechanan Yochel Bishos Yayin Bishak Boris Loki. The Chayla Niziras Miyad, Ul Rishlokish Loi Chayla Niziras Miyad, Ul Chinofik Bizakvores, Tzorech Larze Volikav. So he says, Pichte the Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish. So right now, so he's explaining the first lotion of the Gemara. Hinichel Mandoma Lechal Niziras Laalta, Pluk the Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish. The Rabbi Yechon Yochel Bishosi Yayin Bizakvores, Loki. The Chayl Nizores Miyad, or Rishloki, the Chayl Nizores Miyad, or Chinofi, Mizak Forest, or Chlaz, or Lekab. Eo, Remandoma, Miyalter, Chayl Alei, Mayikal Emeimar, the Chiv, the Chayl Alei, Nizires, Lekebal Ta'achei. So the Gemara says, Le'elom, Chayl Nizires Malta, Vulitzor, Lekabo, Lekinofi, or the Malkes, or the Plige, Iloki, Alachilas, and Novim, Beidi, Mizak Forest, the Chiv, the Chol, Nizires and Nitzorich Kabole Maim Al-Tachem Ike. So the Gemara is the Tereh Kabachem Nizires Tarem Shoko Al-Tachem. So the Ran says here, in explaining the second version of the Gemara in Ozir, So Chaim is even out there. We need to work kavod and kinnofik. We need malchus and plige. You work here lachil as a novi. Beidi bebeisakvot. So the Karneiro here Nidorim assumes that the Ram is like Rashi Nozir on one point, and not like Rashi Nozir on the other point. You see, there is a machloket between Rashi and Tesis and Nozir on two points. Rashi Shite is that according to Rishlotish, I mean the second portion, Rishlotish. So there is Niziras is higher, and he is Muzer on all the din of Niziras, but Malkes is not higher on any of the Duke Niziras. He's not higher Malkes on Tume, he's not higher Malkes. He's not Chayav Malkes and she is Yain either. He's not Chayav Malkes and she is Yain either. He's not Chayav Malkes and she is Yain either. And furthermore, that in order to be Chayav Malkes, there has to be a new Kabbalah. The Ram is definitely Chilik on that other point in Rashi, that he has to have him make a new Kabbalah. That is definitely Chilik. So he says, "V'chib nichol nizires v'litzorech kabor." So v'yemalkes v'nipligei loga lachilas anovim beidi beisakvores. But later on, so he's chayv malkes even without a new kabor. V'chib nichol nizires v'litzorech kabor. So my baldachem. So memele. So the Ram is definitely chilek and Rashi on that point. So as far as a new Kabbalah is concerned, so he agrees with Tesis in Nozir. But the Karneiro says that the Ram agrees with the first point in Rashi. In other words, whereas Tesis in Nozir says that Rish Lakish is made that it is Chayav Malkes and Sias Yayin, even made it with Akvores, and Rish Lakish the Karneiro says. And my uncle in the Sefer, he also assumes that this is the Ram Shite. But I'm not so sure that the Ram Shite is like Tesves in regard to the question as to whether he's Chayav Malkes according to Rish Lakish and Sias Yayin or not. It might be that the Ram Shite is a different Shite altogether. Of course, it coincides with Tesis Shite insofar as Rish Lakish is concerned. I mean, that goes without saying. He certainly could not agree with Tesis Shite. The Ram could not agree with Tesis because Tesis says that Rish Lakish is made that there is a chiyuv malkes for Sias Yayin. And here the Ram says, Uri malkes u diplige, iloke lachilas anovim beidi beisakvores. So the Ram says in so many words that according to Rish Lakish, there is no chiyuv malkes and achilas anovim, but it's possible that the Ram Shite is not exactly like Tesis Shite, because the Shulchan Kubetzes here mentions another Shite. Now, hinich lemandoma aplukti, hinich lemandoma aplukti miseches Nozir, b'fenek mishoma, diitmar Nozir u'bisakvores, Rabbi Yochanan omar chayla alei Nizires. So va misle talye, di mishkach astayre chayle, v'rish Lakish omad loy chayle Nizires. Hilkach, hi hoda v'yomar chayla alei, v'iloy loy. V'iloy loy. So, vorek porich. Hinich l'rish Lakish. So, first of all, so far, the Shirim Kubetzes explains the first lashon. So he says, he nichel Rish Lakish domar lechayla nizires min alter ad sheyisim sakvores v'yarzer v'yeim rabi minozim tzorchu larzer ulekabli b'shoshir ulochi el rabichet diomar v'mehash techayla nizires v'tzorch lahazer atzmi min hayayim avol yentume unisle v'inchol olof she nizires lishayla m'shutume ad sheyisim sakvores. So we already see a new Shite. So far, he's explaining the first lashon. So, because all the other Rishonim so far agree that insofar as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, so he's certainly Chayav Malkes and everything, and Sias Yayin, and Tumeh, even according to the first lashon, he knows it. But he says, no, that even Rabbi Yochanan, the Chol HaPoches, I'll leave it the first lashon. So even Rabbi Yochanan will be made that there is no chiyuv malkes for tumah, and Rabbi Yochanan So Rabbi Yechanan, according to the first lotion, so Rabbi Yechanan says, Niziras Yischal, and Yischal is Malkis for Sheyas Yayin, and for Tiglachas, but for Tumei he's not Chayim Malkis. And Rabbi Yechanan Doma, the Hashte Chayim Niziras, Vitzorach Lahazer Atzim in Ayayin, Avul in Tumei hu Nisle, Vincholv Chey Niziras Li Yischayim Olem Mishim Tumei, Ad Chey Yeitzim Vizakvoris, Vikabil Azoy Shlishim Shvi, Mai Balda Acherike, Vo Aved, Vo Avenuzi. So he says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the first lashon l'chalapoches, so there is no chi of malchus for tumim, even according to Rabbi Yechanan. But now let's see about the second lashon. Vei do amar b'chid Ravashi hosom di b'hai kulal m'lipligei v'leilom chayla l'niziras v'nitzorich l'arzor l'kabel l'chshinitz m'zakvores ul'yem malchus hu di pligei heiche di ochal v'shoso dvorim asurim li b'eide b'zakvores. So he says ul'yem malchus hu di pligei heiche de ochal vishoso dvorim asurim lei beide bisakvores de rebeichen in sova kiven di chayro nezires loke mishim bal yechon bal yishte. So he emphasizes even the second motion that according to rebeichen he is chayr malkes mishim bal yechon bal yishte, thus implying mishim tumenat umiru in eidum naminen hoyum vein nezires cholo ofri in tumen. So it's not, he doesn't say if he shite bin that according to Rabbi Yechanan there is chiyuv malkes of tumah also. Only thing is there is no korban tumah, so he should say hoyil ve'niziras cholol ofrin korban tumah. He says hoyil ve'niziras cholol ofrin tumah, and before he emphasizes ulyem malkes u'diplige heichol dochal v'shoso dvorim ma'asurim lei be'idi b'isakvores. So Rabbi Yechanan sova kim dichayle olei niziras loke mishbarich ba'yishte. So he emphasizes that according to Rabbi Yechanan is chayav malkes mishim bal yechon bal yishte heichad ochel vishosa, and then he says umi reilu namiyin hoilu v'niziras chol ofrin tumen. So it's mashma that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, even according to the second lashon, so there is no malkes for tumen even al yed Rabbi Yechanan. That's a new shiva. V'rish loki sova meichelu dechayu al dekabo vezu וחימשכה חרפכה, אבל חשתו לחיילה עלי, הויל, ונראו לא חלו לא פניין תומי, ויוכל בישוס אלו מחייב למלכס. So in other words, so we have a third chief. In other words, that even according to the second lashon, so Rabbi Yechanan is made that there is no malchus mishum tumi. But, according to the second lashon, so Niziras Yischayel, and Mimele is Chayim Malkes for Sias Yai, for Tiglachas, but he's not Chayim Malkes Mishim Tume, and according to Rish Lokish, it's also Chayim, and he's also in everything, but there is no Malkes, not even for Sias Yai. Now, so, the Ram, it's not so certain that the Ram Shite, the Karneiro assumes that the Ram Shite here is like tasteless. The Ram Shite here is like Rashi. Is like Rashi. That in other words, that according to Rish Lakish, the second lashon of Rish Lakish, so there is no malkes even for Sias Yai. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is malkes even for Tumi. But since I'm not so sure that this is the Shite of the Ram, because the Ram says here, Chayla Niziras Mealta, Vilitzorich Kabole, Kinoch, Uli Malkes Uli Plige, Iloke Alachilas Anori, Beidim Bisakvores. So he says, Uli Malkes Uli Plige, Iloke Alachilas Anori, Beidim Bisakvores. Why does he say, Iloke Alachilas Anori, Beidim Bisakvores? Of course, you can explain it that way. I mean, this is how the Karneiro assumes. He says, Iloke Alachilas Anori, Beidim Bisakvores. In other words, to tell us that according to Rish Lakish, there is no malchus, not even for CSI. La fuke of Shita Stasis, that for CSI there is malchus even a little bit of Rish Lakish. But why does he have to say, Vilitzorich, if that is a Shita like Rashi? So that there is no malchus, so he should say, Uli malchus Uli Plige. Iloke, the Rish Lakish sova, the loy loke, the way Moke, Klau, and Rabbi Yechen and so far, Moke, Alake. He says, when you bow to the brigade, you look at Alachila Samnovi made his accord. So it's mashma that the machlit between Rabbi Yechen and the Shloki is in regard to Maltes and Achila Samnovi. Mashaim came with Rabbi Tume, there is no machlekes. Everybody agrees there is no Maltes and Tume. Even Rabbi Yechen, that is in consonance with the Shita of the Shin Kobetz. It's more mashma from the washing of the Ram, that the Ram Shikri is like the Shita of the Shin Kobetz. That even according to the second Lashon, but Malkes Vatumeh there isn't. Malkes Vatumeh there isn't. So Chayvan Nizires La'otea, but it's all a Chagore. Kinovit will be a Malkes of the Plige, Iloke Al-Achilas Anovim, Be'in the Misakor. So that means the Machloket between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokis, between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokis, is in regard to the Chiyuv of Malkes Al-Achilas Anovim. So according to Rabbi Yechonen, there is Malkes and Achilles and Novim. According to Rishlokish, even though he's also and it's Chal, there is no Malkes and Achilles and Novim. How about Tomeh? It doesn't mention Tomeh. It's more Mashma that the Ram Shite is like the Shite Mubetz. Alright. Now, we have to understand all these Shites. So we have three Shites. One Shite is the Shite of Teisves, that Rishlokish is made that there is Malkes, according to second version, that there is Malkes. There is Malkes for Ansias and Achilles and Avi. There is Malkes. And Rishlokish is only Chilik and Rabbi Yechonen in regard to Tumeh. And also, and even according to Rishlokish, no new Kabbalah is necessary. Then we have the Shita of Rashi, that Rishlokish, according to Rishlokish, there is no Malkes. Not only on Tumeh there is no Malkes, even Ansias Yain there is no Malkes. But then there is another point in Rashi, that in order to be higher Malkes, so there has to be a new Kabbalah. And then we have the Shite, of the Shin Kubetzes, that Malkes for Tumeh there isn't even according to Rabbi Yechonen. And the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechonen and Rishlokis is in regard to question as to whether there is Malkes and Sias Yayin. So both agree that he's Oseh, both agree that he is Oseh, but Rishlokish holds there is no Malkes, and Rabbi Yechonen holds there is Malkes and Sias Yayin and Tiglachas, but and Tume there is no Malkes even according to Rabbi Yechonen. Now then, what is the Ram? The Ram Shite certainly is that Luitzolich Kalbole Acheres. After he walks out of the Sakvores and he becomes Toya, the Ram Shite. Whether the Ram Shite is like Rashi, that there is no Malkes for Sias Yayin Alibi the Rishlokish. Rishlokish, but according to Rabbi Yechonen, there is Malkes even for Tumas Meis, or the Ram Shite is like the Shin Kubetzes. That is not clear. It seems more from the Lashon of the Ram that he agrees with the Shita of the Shin Kubetzes. Now we have to understand the machlekes between Rashi. We have to understand the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Between Rashi and Tesis and Ozia. Now, according to Rashi, so according to Rishlokish, there is no Malkes. Even on CSI, there is no Malkes. And then, furthermore, that he needs a new Kabbalah, and according to Tesis and Ozia, so there is Malkes for CSI. There is Malkes for CSI, but for Tume there is no Malkes. And then, even in regard to Tume, so he doesn't need a new Kabbalah in order to be Michael Malkes for Tume. So Ravel, when he says that, explains it very simply. I mean, there's the plain pshat. You see, the according to Rashi, so Rishlokish holds that even according to the second version. Now, according to the first version, so Rishlokish says it's not chal. So why isn't it chal? Because there cannot be a nizirus ditare. So b'meile, if it cannot be nizirus ditare, so it's not chal. But you ask. But the halacha is that if he knows here, was mikabel nizirat tare, then became tomei. So I don't know she in Hebrew, but the nizirat, the shem nizirat is not poka. So the answer is, once it was chal bitare, so it's not poka, even though it becomes tomei. But to be chal bitume, the very outset, that cannot be according to Mishwakish. It cannot be. So memele, according to the first lotion, Mishwakish holds that nizirat is not chal altogether. At the very outset, bitume. At the very outset, it must be chal only bitare. If it was chal bitare, then it became tomei, so it's not poka. But to be chal at the very outset, bitume, nizirat cannot be chal. So this is Rish Lakish according to the first lotion. According to the second lotion, so Rish Lakish holds the just as the tume of the nozir is not mafkia, the nizirat that is already chal, so mele, it can be chal at the very outset, bitume too. But the niziras, the chalais niziras is not complete. The chalais, just as according to the first lotion. So the shlokish holds that niziras is not chal altogether. So according to the second lotion, it is chal. But it's not chal in the full way. It's not chal in the full way. So the mele is osea, but since it's not chal completely, bitume, so there is no mokes. And that's the reason as to why Rashi says that even after he's Mazeh Gimel V'Zayin, so in order to be Chayav Malkes for Shiras Yayin and for Tumeh, there must be a new Kabbalah. Why? Because at the very outset, it was Chal in an incomplete way. So Memele, so since it was Chal, but not completely Chal, so also he is Malkes the reason. But in order to be Chayav Malkes, there has to be a new Kabbalah. That's Rashi Shite. Teis Shite. Teisa Shite is that there is no diminution in the Chalais HaNiziras. And the whole Halacha, because just as the Tume of the Nozir is not Mafkia, the Niziras that is already Chal, so Mele, it can be Chal in a full way. So that's why, Bitume. So that's why Teisa says that Rish Lakish is made according to the second lotion. That he's chal malkes for CSI because the niziras is chal in the full way. So then you ask him, the niziras is chal in the full way, and that's the reason as to why he's also l'tamal meisim also. He's also l'tamal meisim also. So why shouldn't he be chal malkes unto me? So according to Teisves, the same Gzeras HaKosov that tells us that there is no korban to me. That everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees. There is no korban tumei, if at the very outset the nozir was tumei. So it also tells us there is no malkes for the yisav tumei. The same thing as HaKosov. But there is no diminution in the chalais haneziras. Since there is no diminution in the chalais haneziras, so memele, he doesn't have to make a new kabbalah. Because the Mesiras was Chal in a full way at the very outset. But, and because of that, Rish Lakish is made his Chayav Malkes for Siyasiyayim for the Glachas. He's not Chayav Malkes for Tumeh because the same Gzeras HaKosov that tells us that there is no Kom Tumeh also tells us, according to Rish Lakish, that there is no Malkes for Tumeh. If the Mesiras was Chal Bitare, it's Chal Bitare. But the moment he becomes Noeya, so he's in Nozir. Is he knows a tare, not he knows a tume, so there is malkes also, and he doesn't have to make a new kabbalah, new nether of Naziris, because at the very outset, there was no diminution in the chalais haneziras. Alright, now, the Ran Shite. Now, Ravel assumes, like the Keren Eiro, that the Ran agrees, is chelik on Rashi's one point. In other words, when Rashi says that he has to be kabbal a new Naziris, in order to be Chayav Malkes. So the Ran says, no, it doesn't have to be Kabul in Mizires, but as far, and the other point of Rashi, he agrees. In other words, that there is no Malkes even on Tiglachas and CSI. So the question is, there is no Malkes even on Tiglachas and CSI, so he must agree. He must agree with Rashi Shite that the Chalais HaNiziras is incomplete. It's not Chal in a full way. It's not hal niful way. So then the question arises, why does the Ran say that once he becomes toyer, he's mazeh upon himself? Gimul vizayin, he becomes toyer, he's stable and he's toyer. So then he doesn't have to make a new kabbalas nizires. Monefshech, if the Ran agrees with Rashi that there is a diminution in the hal nizar nizires and bitume, it's not hal completely. So if it's not hal completely, how can it be hal later on completely? So the answer is very simple. As long as the Nisires was hal, but it wasn't hal completely. Why wasn't it hal completely? Why there was a diminution in the Kabbalah? There was no diminution in the Kabbalah. He was mikabel upon himself Nisires. But al pidin, it cannot be hal completely as long as he's a nozer tumim. So when can the Nisires be hal in a full way if he's a nozer toye? If he's a nozer tome, so Nisires cannot be hal in a full way, because that is a sakosu that says that when a nozer who became a nozer bitare and then later on he became a tome, so ayomim morishenim yiplu, and he has to start counting all over. So that is a sakosu tells us that bitume, the Nisires cannot be hal in a full way, since tume has to interrupt the whole minyan. So the mele, according to the Shlokish, the Nisires is not hal in a full way. But it's not that there is a certain ikuf mitzadik abolas Nisires. As far as the nether of Nisires is concerned, he can become a nozir in a full way. But there is an ikuf because he is not a nozatare. But the moment he becomes toyer, so the mele automatically, this halis Nisires merges into a full Nisires. He doesn't have to make a new kabbalah. All right. Now we have to understand the shita of the Shin Kubetzes. Now, what is the shita of the Shin Kubetzes? So the shita of the Shin Kubetzes apparently is that now the Shin Kubetzes has the same shita, except that he says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no malchus. There is no malchus. So, in other words, what is it? Okay, I'll be finished and show up. All right. Now, so the sheet of the Shinuk Betzis is that there is that insofar as Rish Lakish is concerned, so now what does the Shinuk Betzis say? According to Rish Lakish. So the Shinuk Betzis says that according to the second version in Ozir, so according to Rish Lakish, it's Chayil Nisires. Nisires is Chayil, but Malkes there isn't. So there is no Malkes, not only in regard to Tume, but even to Zias Yai. So in other words, so the Shinuk Betzis holds that there is a diminution in the Chayil Nisires. Because of that, so he's Oseh, but since the Nisires is not Chal completely, as long as he is a Tomei, so maybe there is no Malkes, not even for Sias Yai. Mashenki Rabbi Yochanan, holds that it is Chal completely, but Rabbi Yochanan holds the same Zerasakosuk that tells us that when Inozir becomes Inozir Bitume, there is no Kom Tume, so also tells us that there is no Malkes for Tume. In other words, so the Shinuk Betzis shita is in Rabbi Yochanan what Teisves says in Rish Lakish. What is Teisves? What is Teisves pshat in Rish Lakish? that there is no diminution in the Chalitza Mesiras. But there is a special Zeres HaKosu, the same Zeres HaKosu that tells us there is no Korban Tumah when the Nesiras took effect with Tumah. So there also tells us that there is no Chiyuv Malkus if the Nesiras took effect with Tumah. But there is no diminution in the Chalitza Mesiras. That Tesra says in Rish Lakish. So the Shimon Kopetzes holds, no, according to Rish Lakish, there is a diminution in the Chalitza Mesiras. So since there is a diminution in the Chalitza Mesiras, so there is no Malkus even for Sias Yai. But in Rabbi Yochanan, the Shimon Kopetzes applies the same svore that Tesra says in Rish Lakish. So the Shimon Kopetzes applies that svore, Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why the Shimon Kopetzes says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Malkus for Tumah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is chal completely. But there is no Malkus for Tumah because of the special Zeres HaKosu. And according to Rish Lakish, there is a diminution in the Chalitz. So maybe there is no Malkus, not even for Sias Yai. Now, the Gemara says, Omar Rabash, Hoyu Bechei, Hoyu Bechei, So no ze shetine atzme b'meizid, אין מיר מיט משום באט אחר דעם זירסט. הול מיט קאך קוין מאכן די אמר דע אפ גאב די חול מזירס. קים דור חיו אל מיטאר. איך קב באט אחר. אפ נוצ ער טוי יא שטי מי אצ מיט מייזי. אין מיר באט אחר לוק. די אפ גאב די קוואר אזר. רחמון יא טומע די קריל אוי קי דחסי. ווי טאמע יחסי נאמע אל קומ פאר פאשיס מייסל יא וויי. וואו מאנאמע יא מאשין ניפו. לאב די מיין בשל יא וויי נשאחר. אל מיל קי נאמע לוק. משום באט אחר. So Mamela if in Nozir, even in Nozir, whose Niziras took effect Bitara, but then he was Mitami himself, so Mamela he postpones the minion of Niziras Tare, because the moment he's Mitami himself, so Ayom Rishin in Hebrew, and he'll have to start when he becomes Toya, so he'll have to start the minion Niziras anew, so Mamela by being Mitami, he thereby causes a delay in the fulfillment of the Binyan Nesiras Bitare. So merely Zeva Voltar. Rav Acha Brit Ravik Yomar, Eva Voltar Tiglach. The Lord, the boy, the man, the Lord, Tiglach, as my Kevis, because there is a Machlik, it's a Bezat Rabbono. As to whether. Or as to whether it's Miyaki for Narat, El Avil, man, the Lord, Tiglach, as in the Machlik. And his Mutter, Biyayi. Immediately, the moment he's made the Korban Esav, even though he didn't realize the Tiglachas, so he's still Eiva Baltache. Why? Because he's delaying the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tiglachas. A few months of Tiglachas, in him HaKeves, Mitzvahs Geluach, Mil, and Mikai. Alright, Tiglachas HaKeves. Plupti, the Rebbez Rabbon, the Rebbez Hodich Sivach, Hayish Tanoze Yain, Haynach HaKoam HaYisim Kulo. Deine Tiglachas war zu Asdomi, und Rabbonu miyad schenke Kognosung mit Riyai. Na, Mar Sutra bringt Rav Mori Omar, that this Hekesh of Mani Dori Mila Baltache, of Nizira Zim Baltache, applies to the Kognos of Nizira. Mar Sutra bringt Rav Mori Omar, Rav Baltache Kognos of Nizira. Und mit Noche Nafkelei, mit Rosam Nafkelei, ki Dori Shidrishenu, Eilu Chatoiz Vashomitz. Eilu Chatoiz Vashomitz. וקורבנוס נוזר הרי נכלל. מה הוא בתאילה? חידשו שחידשו תאירו בנוזיר. So the more asked the why do we have to resort to a special hekish? מה נדור עם איבא בלטחה? בלטחה of the קורבנוס. So אף נזירס, איבא בלטחה of the קורבנוס is the same parashe in Kisense. So we learn out from גדורי שידרשנו ילחתויס והשומס that not only a korban that is bob in eder, so there is baltachia. Even a korban is chemo, like chatois vashonis, that is not bob in eder, so there is baltachia. So mimele, so there's a kosov dorish yidrishenu, the chatois vashonis applies to all korbanis, to korbanis nozer as well. So why do we have to resort to hekish? Mao li teg mechidishu, shechit shetei robinozi, my chidish. Ile mit le matrisle le hat es no sie binede ar ich hat es khim ob sie matrisle binede ave go tach so if you are going to say without the hekesh I would say there is no baltach on the components of nozia because baltach in the parashin kisitzi baltach le shalmei
has reference only to components that one becomes mechuyev to in neder. But the kolm of the nozir is not, the components that the nozir has to bring is not the kolm that he becomes mechuyev through the neder. Through the neder he becomes a nozir. Then, when he fulfills the nizires, the Torah imposes upon him a chayiv of kabbalas. So, mainly, it's not the kolm that is brought in neder. So, and the voraye that if somebody is not a nozir, and if you say hareyor ayilohavi chatos nozir, he will not become a chayiv. So we see that the chatos that the nozir brings is not the kolm that is brought in neder. So, mainly, without the special hekesh, I would say there is no baldachim. So the Gemara is the kashe, but there is exeras hakos of kedoreshit rishen. That is marbe chatois vashomeis, and chatois vashomeis chatos chaylev is not bob neder either. Still, it is included in the exeras hakos of kedoreshit rishenu. So the mele chatos nozir should also be included in the exeras hakos of kedoreshit rishenu. Have chatos chaylev she matvisu neder vibotach. My chidushi, sal kibay techamim, hoy v'imom ha'arim nozir, afilu mechartz, ha'arim nozir chol. So in other words, since there is a chidush in nozir, that even if somebody was becoming nizires, and miktsas nizires, only of chartz, not of the other, he was not mikabel upon himself, the other is in nozir. So he still is in nozir, so there is a chidush. So I would say that there is no baldachin. Now this is very strange. But Gemara has that kasha. So why should I say kule just because nozir is unique in having the chumre, that even if one is nozir only mechartzen, so is a nozir lechayil, so it should. So just because it has that chumre, so it should have a kule. I mean, that's Gemara's kasha. But what? The carole, my carole? So it appears from the tasteless that the Gemara's Havamini was, just as the Gemara, as Rove says in Bobakame, in Mirube, the machlik is between Rove and Abaye, whether it's Emil Mafreya or Nifsel, or it's Emil Mikabu Habu Nifsel. So Abaye says, that's one of the Al-Kigam, that is, it's in Mafreya or Nifsel, because once he's Nizem, so it's a Goy Nifsel Mafreya that he testified falsely, so immediately he becomes a Roshe Lemafreya, and his apostle is Lemafreya. Rabbi says, no. Because since it's a Mimchidishu, it's a special Chidish, it's a special Zazakosum, Eimucho Elochidushi. So you have to limit the Chidish. So over there, so Rabbi is limiting that Chidish itself. In other words, that Chidish, that it's even possible it is, even though without the special Zazakos of, I would say, it's Treyutrey, why should it possible? So we limit it. But here, the Gemara in the Hamamini is applying, this is how it appears from Thesis, that here the Gemara in the Hamamini assumed that since there is such a principle, that when something is a Chidesh, so we have to limit the Chidesh, as Rove says in Bumakame, Elucho Elo Chidushay, so here too, since Nozia has one chidesh, so mele we should limit another chidesh of Doreshit Rishen. That chidesh of Doreshit, which is itself a chidesh. Why is it a chidesh? Because after all, without the special zersakos of Doreshit Rishen, no, I would say that Baltacher is only shayach and a korban that takes effect, a chiyuv korban that takes effect for neder. But chatos chayle, osho, that doesn't take effect for neder. It's not bo in neder min dove. It's only bo when the Torah is mechayev. Let's say somebody is chayev. So he has to bring it for echados. So since the chiyuv, there is no arielai, and the Torah imposed the chiyuv, there is no baltacher. Just as there is no baltacher on other mitzvahs. I mean, will somebody say that there is baltacher if somebody, let's say, takes a esrik at the end of the day on Sukkot, and he makes it lay? Of course there is. Baltacher is no shayches. Baltacher is mentioned in the parasha in Kiseitze in connection with Nidrig Oveya, with Ariolai. So Baltacher is mentioned by the Torah in connection with Ariolai, Lo Mikol. But Chatos Chelev, that chiyuv is imposed by the Torah panim. Why should there be maltachet? But there is a special chiddush. So there is a special gzeras hakosov that maltachet applies even to korbanos that are chiyuv, that are not bo b'neder or b'ndovei. So Meile can say, since this gzeras hakosov of Dovah Shiv Rishenu is a chiddush, ein l'cho el abayim chiddushim. So we should limit it to Chatas Chilev, but not to Chatas Nozia, because Chatas Nozia has that Chidesh, has the Chumre, that if someone is Hareini Nozia, or if someone says Hareini Nozia, Apilu Mechartz, so he's a Nozia, so Ein Lechoboi Elo Chidush Eleilech, only this Chidesh, not two Chidush. This was the Habamim of the Gemara. We shouldn't have two Chiddushim. Since it has another Chiddush, so Ein Choboy al Chiddushim Eilech, it shouldn't have two Chiddushim. Alright, this is what the Gemara says. Sound like Hamine. Hoyu Yomar, Ein Nozer, Afil Mechartz, Havi Nozer Chol, Ein Nozer Lever, Ein Mishimot HaAchir. Komasha. Hi Nichol Amam Doma, Ki Nozer Mechartz, Navi Nozer Chol, El Rupshim Doma, Ein Nozer, Ashi Ozer Mikulon, Ma'ik Lo Neima. Ve'ein, Hai Chiddush Lechumgel, Elo my chidushei. Why do we have to resort to a special hekesh? Sarg by the chamine. Hoi uvin gila chalachas mishloshto. In gila chalachas mishloshto. Is yotzo inozir is chayev. Three components. Elo chatas in shlom. So the aloche is that if he's gila chalachas mishloshto, so is yotzo lulavu botachir koma ashmelon. Now let's see the rash. There the rash. Let's see the rash. Baltacher kommt nicht so nach, und gibt ihm immer Baltacher, lach er gemol kommt. Er hat toi ist was schon. Wie kommt man ist nur sehr harein bechlau, harein bechlau. Mal mit dem Joab, ich ist die Jonge, und man hat nur ein Chattus bloß aber nicht. Die Kille, jetzt kann, schien ich auch lach es nicht. Schien mal ein Chattus bloß aber allein, wo ich nur so noch mal kommt. Warum die Kille ist auch allein, doch amin und ich mal Tacher. So, this is very simple, this, because since it's not he cannot be matfis of Neder, so that means it's a Kobonis Chemo. So Baltacher is no Shaykhes, Baltacher is written the parasha of Mitri Gobea. But this is not a Korban that takes effect, the Chiyuk of which takes effect from it. Upachinon, Harichat Eschelet, Kulimar, Hakola Chatoi is the Hochem Mikre Kule, Chat Eschelet, Izbiu, Hach Kule, Vafu Hochem Kola Ali Baltacher, Vakishon, Afu Mechaz, Vavinozi, Elchol Benizeres, Vehit Chimish Lechumre, ואיך המייסים נקום אליי כבר תאחי. הוי ובין גיל אחר אחת משלוש. חת עזבי אלו משלוש. שען עזבי. וכי בן דו החמיר אילו הרקי שהבא מין אליי כמו בתאחי. חת עזחי לבס. או, נא. דגמור עשה, זה ניפו יסים. מה יחידו שישום בו עם התפיס אלי לא יודע. ועוד הקוקה שלו חת עזחי לב. זו חת עזחי לב כעס יהיה לכפור. חת עזנו זה למייס. ואי חת עזי יודס דו עשי לכפור. And that is included in the Gzeras HaKosov of Dorash Yid Rishenu. Hayiko Sha'ayu Lemeichu Mikotchi. Alright. Oma Ma. Oma Nidorim of Meifel Nidre Bitei. Ubao Meifel Nidre Ishtei. Av Nizires of Meifel Nidre Bitei. Ubao Meifel Nidre Ishtei. Lomo Leikeshe. Teise Bamu Metzino Benidorim. So why do we have to resort to a Hekesh that Rov is Meifel Nizires bite, you bow me for Nizires ishte, we can learn it out to a Mamatino Nidorm without it. Deal Mosley, Mosley, Dilm, come Nidorm with the Mayfair, Mission Loy is like a Tuse, our Nizires is like a Tuse, it's time Nizires Lamadia, Mimaloy, so come on. That's why we have to resort to it. Now there are. Hattes Hill of Asil Kapor, whom she walk half a gap is because of the Yochil, Hattes of Nedea, keep the Mitzvah of Vio. לחפיר עולוב דין ושיעה לבטח אבל חדס נוזיר יש ביקולי די מטביס או בנהדה ולוי מיצר בו מידה דלי כל הבטח ומי כעשיה אילה תיר ליין איזו מיצר אלו ישוס ואפילו סוד רן was bothered by certain cash so why does the Gemara say that Nozir is not Asil Kapore but it's also Asil Kapore According to Mandoma, the Nozir is Chaiti. But a few Mandoma Nozir Chaiti, and Chaiti Gomo. V'ikakorban. Loshon kapora. Even though that mandoma learns out from the Loshon HaPosik, V'chiprolo, mashachoto ha-nefesh. So he learns out that Mosel Chete, Shetzir Atz Bnayayim. So we see that it's polikapore, so he says, no. Vafil mandoma Mosel Chete hu, in Chete gomu, V'ikakorban Loshon kapora. In other words, there are two types of kapora of korban. There is a type of kapora of korban like chatos. So the whole purpose of the avos chatos is to be mechaper for the avere. That's the mechayer. Without kapora, he will not be able to bring it. But then the Gemara says that ilo is mechaperes al ese val lises shemitek lese. But there the ilo is not bo. Is not bo lechaper. Ilo is bo because he took in eder. So that's why it's bo. But since he's back to the korban, so agavuch, it's mechaper alese, valois is shindig lese. So when Rabbi Lezer says that Nozer is a cheteyen, he learns it out from chiprola shechotar nefesh. So the kapore by Nozer is analogous to the kapore of an elo for ese valois is shindig lese. It's not. The kapori is not the mechayev by chatos, so the kapori is the mechayev. That's why he has to bring the chatos. Without the kapori, he wouldn't be able to bring the chatos. But elo, so he is chayev to bring an elo because he took an eder. And if he didn't bring an eder, if he didn't take an eder, he wouldn't be chayev to bring an eder. But once he took an eder, and he brings an elo, and if he is guilty of an avera, of an ese, or at least a shnei ba'ese, so really it's mechaper, agavuche. So it's incidental, the kapori is incidental. This is what the Ram says. By Nozer too. So it's, the kapore is incidental. Because והאחדוס יהודס הוא להסי לכפורי ואפילו רב שימן דום אפילו כמה פלס די יהודס חיטסי די בישור שקירס ויהודס כפצס ונשבס ולזוק את הלבילו So again, here it's not בו the כפורי is not the מחייב the כפורי is only incidental but there is a חיוב upon a יהודס to bring a call ונשבס ולזוק לבילו איקה קורבונו אין מבו על חייב Suppose she's a Yildiz who never had such machshoves not to be tzokel the Bible. She still is mechuyemes to bring the korban. So it's a chiyuv korban that the Torah imposed upon the Yildiz. But agavuche, so that korban is mechaper the Yildiz for the averes she might have committed in entertaining these machshoves of shluit tzokel the Bible. ושאלו למיכו מקודשי, כי דכסיב הכיר פריטרו להכיר מתואר, ואכילס קודשי מצב, כי אכילס פסוחים, ראי שנם לחיים. Now, the Gemara is the question, why do we have to resort to a hekesh? That just as Nidor, so the Af is made for Nidri Bite, and the Baal is made for Nidri Ishte, so Nizir is also, the Af is made for Nizir is Bite, and the Baal is made for Nizir is Ishte. We can learn it out through Mamatino. Hodakshoch, Gabi Afo, will he actually you Gabi Yodis? Ach, Pilche. So the Ram's Kashi was, why doesn't Gemara have the same Kashi in regard to the Hekesh for Yodis? So the Territ is, we could be Shum the Yodis Lemalkis Name Maisel, the nation Nadim. So we see from this Ram. That the halacha of an ancient adin, that the Gemara mentions that Ligabi Kalachema, the Gemara never mentions that Ligabi Valmatzino. But from this Ram we see that the same halacha that applies to a Kalachema, to the Halafusa Kalachema, applies also to the Halafusa Valmatzino. Because there is a great similarity between the Halafusa of the Kalachema and the Yalfuse of the Mamatzino. Because what does the Kalachima mean? Kalachima means if a certain halacha is true, if a certain din is true of one thing, so it certainly should be true of another thing. And Mamatzino means it's the same thing. So in other words, so Kalachima, so it's yesh b'chol masayim on it. So in other words, so the Kavachemer includes the Mamatzin also, but it's even more. It's more so. So since there is a Aroche of an ancient Adin in regard to Kavachemer, and then the Kavachemer includes the Mamatzin. Because what does Kavachemer mean? If a certain din is true of one thing, so it certainly should be true of another thing, which is even more. So Yesh Mechon was Simone. So in other words, so every Kavachemer includes the Mamatzin. And still we say in Ishmadin, so certainly by the Metzilu we should apply the aloche of an Ishmadin. But it's not such a double portion. It's not such a double portion. So the Rabbi Shmuel, the Tzaur Ramishbach says, Muvuya bimid the Asim Matzino and Leikino. The Gambose Amrino in Ishmadin. Uch, the man is Nistat Kumose Abishno Melech, Lachrini Maboy Machom. As a matter of fact, there is a Shidis of Shemin. There is a Shidis of Shemin. That we only say, in ancient Nadin, Ligabi Kalvachemia. But we do not say, in ancient Nadin, Ligabi Matzino. So one can get Malkus if it is due to a Matzino. Now, it seems that the Rans Svore is a Svore Pshute, because after all, Yesh B'chom Asayim Monei. So that Chite Savisheni, that is Chilik and Ran, is not a difficult Chite. Because if Kalvachemia had been a Kalvachemia of logic, in Ranan, so then, we couldn't even entertain a different slot. So how could the Mishnah Melech even have itself? If Kalvachemer had been based upon logic, so then we should say, it's a Kalvachemer of logic. If in regard to a Kalvachemer, which is more than a Bambatzinu, so we say in Ancient Ladin, Al-Haskama Bechamo, Bambatzinu, which is not as strong as a Kalvachemer, so we should certainly say an ancient Adin. But the answer is, Kalvachemer is one of the Bidish Atil impressions of Ben. It's not based upon logic. And we cannot hash in Kalvachemer as the Chachme. The Chazal were able to dash in Kalvachemer. They knew the clothing. I mean, how to dash in Kalvachemer. And they had the Keach to dash in Kalvachemer. But we cannot dash in Kalvachemer. True. Sometimes there is a Kalvachemer of logic. That's not one of the Mishakir Pashas, man. That's a technique of logic. So that's not one of the Mishakir Pashas, man. The Kalvachemer that is one of the Mishakir Pashas, man, is not based upon logic. As a matter of fact, there is the Yud Gimel Mishakir Pashas, man, of Rabbi Shmuel. So there he mentions Ksir Shove, Kalvachemer, Kalu Pratechlau, that's it. Give me there is the price of Rabbi Shmuel, and then there is the price of Rabbi Shmuel.